Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. Not only is it Halloween weekend, one of my favorite times of the year, and obviously we're going to have some fun with that. We're just a couple weeks away from the Big DEMA show, the largest diving event in the country, in the USA, if not the world. It's massive. People come from all over and converge on Vegas and share their love of diving and network and all that kind of stuff. It's really a great time. We're going to be doing our show from the show floor, giving you a little backstage pass to that event. But as it approaches, we're, you know, trying to give you a little preview of what to expect. So we have a lot of that happening on today's show, and then some. We're going to kick it off with Cheryl Patterson. She is the girl. Well, she's not the girl. She's the big kahuna in charge of the new Naui travel group, also Deep Blue Adventures. But she's done this new thing with Naui. She is on Scuba Radio right now. And welcome, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks, Greg.
So are you excited about the DEMA show as much as I am? It's always fun getting together with our friends, isn't it? Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. I love DEMA.
Yes.
So this is always a big time of year for us, and a good time to do a lot of business, but also time to have fun and get together with all our favorite friends and meet some new ones too.
Exactly. You know, when it's in Vegas, however, usually there's about half the show you end up not remembering, so you got to take a lot of notes. But it has to do with the venue and the location. You know, what happens in Vegas, you tend to forget or want to on purpose. But regardless, it's a great time, and look forward to seeing you there. But let's talk about this new thing that you've started just a few months ago. This you've become the organizers or the people that are running the Naui Travel Group. And what does this mean exactly, Cheryl?
Okay, so, you know, I've had Deep Blue Adventures. I started that company about 14 years ago, and we're a dive travel wholesaler. When I created that business, I created it specifically for brick-and-mortar dive retailers. You know, everybody knows in our industry that dive centers need to sell travel mm-hmm. as part of a successful part of their business, but that can often be time-consuming and complicated. So what I did was I created Deep Blue as an answer for that, to support our dive centers, to push the general public into using their local dive shop for all their travel needs, but then to be enable the dive centers to be able to do that and do it effectively and profitably. A few months ago, Naui decided that they wanted their own travel group, and really their beliefs aligned with ours. They're looking not to just start a network for Naui divers per se, but something that will position Naui dive centers to run their travel on a professional level. They're also looking to take the Naui destinations and grow Naui destinations all over the world and bring them together with Naui divers and Naui affiliates or retail dive centers. So the model really fit with what we do. And as you mentioned, a few months ago that launched, and we've been working closely with Naui ever since to bring a similar model, but to keep that Naui brand, where Naui divers, Naui destinations, and Naui affiliates all work together.
Absolutely. You know, we've been featuring a lot of the Naui dream destinations on the show the last few months, and They got some great properties all around the world, and it's kind of nice if you're a Maui diver especially, but once again, you don't have to, but if you're a Maui dive center and you want to send your folks to a Maui dream destination, you know, now you got the travel agency company to kind of handle that for the dive shop, and they, you know, they're already overextended just teaching people how to dive. So you're handling that whole thing for them. You just send them off to the Maui Travel Group, and Cheryl and her gang will take care of them and set them up accordingly. And they have all the expertise of being, you know, guests at these resorts before. So they can cover all those bases that, you know, a dive shop owner or a manager at the dive shop may not have that expertise locally, depending on where they are in the country. Correct?
Exactly. Yeah, we've been to the various destinations that we sell. We're very fortunate. It's not always a bad day in the office.
Yes.
So we know those firsthand, and because we're working for our clients, I mean, as much as we closely work with our resorts, even the resorts would agree. They only want the right people in their areas, and mm-hmm. it's important to know a destination above and below, and we do that. And on top of that, you know, we can give you some secret information.
That's
right. You want to know the best place to drink or have a good meal that's somewhere close by. I can't say that we definitely know that, but you never know.
Well, I do consider Cheryl and her gang experts. I've hung with them many times at the events like the dive shows in DEMA, so they know their stuff in that regard, so they got all those bases covered. It's good stuff. Now, at DEMA in Vegas, you will be given at least one, if not a few, presentations or seminars for Maui members to learn about the Maui Travel Group. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So I was invited by Maui to present on building a robust travel program. So this is for dive retailers, and I believe this is open for everyone, not just necessarily Maui affiliates. That can come, and if they want to learn a little bit more, either if they're just starting out as a brand new store, or if there's somebody that's been struggling with their business or just want to take it to the next level, that's what this seminar is all about. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that twice during the week of DEMA, 11 a.m. on November 14th and 16th. We'll be doing that, and everyone is welcome.
That is so cool. And really, Cheryl does know her stuff. I've talked to her, and Terry works with you. We go way back, and they are really great people. Now we couldn't have picked a better team to work with, for sure, for the Maui Travel Group. Now, I got to ask you, since you have traveled around the world way more than I have, what's your favorite place to go to? Come on, Cheryl. Give it up.
I'm not going to turn around and say my absolute favorite. I've got a lot of favorites. That's part of why I have the job that I do.
Uh-huh. Give me one in the Caribbean.
For different reasons. But a couple of places that we do love that really have a heart would be St. Eustatius, the island of Statia.
Okay,
in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
A unique, funky little place. It's almost like the land that time forgot. You've got to love an island that's been a marine park the entire way around for 30 years, and is so kind of off the beaten path that if you don't book reservations in advance, some of the places for dinner, the cook has either gone home for the night or drunk if it's been slow. So something like that's kind of just a quirky little place like that appeals
adds to the experience.
But the diving is excellent.
Yeah.
And then also Fiji. I mean, 333 islands to choose from. Come on.
Yes. Fiji is beautiful. Well, Prince Henry and Meghan spent some time there. I saw that on Facebook last week. So they've been hanging around in Fiji. I'm not sure exactly where, but evidently they have good taste. Yeah, Fiji. One of my favorite spots for sure. But there are so many places in Fiji. Could you even narrow it down or just pick one? It doesn't really matter. What do you think?
No, I've got three or four. We love the island of Kataviuni, Matava Resort dropped Kundavu.
Yeah.
I mean, mantas year-round. Who's not to love that? And then we've got a couple of places as well that we absolutely love if you don't want to hop and make too much effort. Volley Volley Beach Resort and Wairoka Bay Resort are two excellent ones, one each end of the island. Both of those within a couple of hours of the airport. So by lunchtime, honestly, the way the flights are set up, you could be drinking, surfing, or getting your first dive in.
Yes, you really can do so much in that part of the world. And underwater, man, the coral is just so colorful there. I mean, you just see so much color in that part of the world underwater. So, but they got so much topside too. Like you said, what I love about Fiji is the people. It's like going down and visiting the South and having Southern hospitality, and people welcome you into their homes. And next thing you know, they do that in Fiji, and they'll say, "Hey, sit down here. We're going to drink some kava and everything." And we're kind of like, "This is your house? You want me to come in your house?" And it was kind of strange at first, but boy, they really make you feel at home in that part of the world. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. And I would say that that's something we hear from every single person that we ever send to Fiji when they come back, as well as the diving and lots of amazing things to do and see. They talk about the people. I don't know that there's anybody I know that we've sent to Fiji that hasn't come back and talked about their experiences with the locals.
Well, so true. There's great diving all around the world. That's how I answer when people ask what's your favorite spot. But it is the people that you meet at these different places that kind of make it stand out, from the crowd a little bit. And that's definitely one of those highlights. Cheryl, always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you in Vegas in a couple weeks. And congratulations on the Nowy Travel Group, okay?
Thanks, Greg. We'll see you soon.
You got it. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAWI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAWI facility or locate a NAWI instructor near you at NAWI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master on this holiday weekend. Halloween! There's a few werewolves out there. Some Halloween dives, underwater pumpkin carving, taking that old wetsuit, filling it full of leaves, and scaring the bejesus out of the kids on your block. That's always one of my favorites. It'll catch up around the neck hole. It works every time. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me. We have Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, and Barry the Bugger connected via the web. But we have a special guest in the studio with us now, all the way from China. It's Mermaid Faith is with us. She's actually in Orlando this week, and she popped into the studio today. Faith, how are you?
I'm good.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
I mean, last time we were hanging was the scuba show in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And right after the scuba show, Mermaid Faith told me, she goes, well, I just decided to just quit my job and travel the world. You know, she can do that. Because she's, you know, at that age where she has no responsibilities. I mean, she's a mermaid. She's a mermaid from China. She wants to go see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, you immigrated to the U.S. How many years ago it's been now?
7 or 8.
Seven or eight years. And we met Mermaid Faith, just to refresh everybody's memory. When we were doing the show, I get this email from her. And she said, hey, I've been listening to your show. I'm from China. And I actually listened to Scuba Radio for several weeks before I came to California to move to the U.S. as a way to introduce myself to American culture. And I was like,
God, what have we done?
I'm thinking, you know, the authorities are going to start knocking on the door. And
immigration.
Yeah, exactly. Homeland Security, the whole thing. But it's worked out okay. And you really have made a lot of progress, despite our best efforts to derail that, I think, you know, by accident. But it worked out okay for you. Is that right, Faith?
Yep.
You made a ton of money, enough to decide, hey, I don't need any more money. I'm going to go travel the world. Is that what happened?
Not so much? I guess you can say that, but...
Yeah, I could say that. Well, I'll say that. That's what we'll go with. For now, but Faith is pretty established, pretty intelligent person. I mean, you speak what, 9 languages or something like that, and you're an interpreter and all that kind of stuff, and so many words. Yeah, 9.
Yeah,
10.
I lost count.
Exactly. You know, after
she can't talk humanly though.
I don't know. Can you? Have you ever talked to Jerry the Diver Guy? Have you guys met before? Jerry the Diver Guy is in the mountains of Virginia. I don't know. I don't think you have. Not face to face.
No, we have not met.
Yeah, we would remember this, I believe. Because, yeah, you know, there's one thing to speak 9 languages. I don't know if you speak the language of hillbilly, which is, or the,
no,
I don't know,
I
what would you call the Smoky Mountain? Or I mean,
hillbilly's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. So, Jerry the Diver. Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy, you know, officially, let me introduce you. To him and Mermaid Faith. So go ahead, Jerry. Take it away. Here's your chance. Create an international incident or I don't know.
I ain't got much to say.
Stick
hello,
to the basics, Jerry.
There you go. Well, Jerry is speechless. Jerry lives in the mountains of Virginia, Faith. And that's what we like to call hillbilly. You get that? You know that? You've learned.
Yeah.
You've been here long enough to know what a hillbilly
yes.
is. But he's a good hillbilly. There's not bad hillbillies.
He's too pretty to make me talk.
Yeah. But he specializes in a thing called spring water. When he's not diving, he has a tendency to drink this stuff. And he sends this water through a special device, and it turns it into something fairly potent. That you don't want to...
Carburetor cleaner.
Yeah, it could do that, or it could, you know, get you there faster. You hear what I'm saying? You have you've had a little experience with that in your 8 years here in the U.S.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he can help you get some spring water if you so choose. Have you had any of that stuff? Some people call it spring water. Some people call it moonshine. What do you think? Have you ever partaked in that when you're not diving?
I had it before.
Okay, yeah. See? She's a woman of the world.
Some people call it paint stripper.
Okay, they could call it that too there, Bubble Boy. So, but anyway, so Faith is in the studio, and it's a great treat. I want to hear what you've been doing, because, you know, like I said, when we saw you in Long Beach, mm-hmm. You know, you were telling me you were planning this big trip around the world, and it was just to kind of go out there and see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just had some time off. You said, I'm going. I don't care. Yeah, you didn't really even have a plan other than you said you were just going to travel across Europe, I think, initially. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Did you get any diving in? That's the big question.
A
little bit?
Actually, I did not. Oh, I did what? In Mexico.
Yeah. In Mexico, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where at in Mexico?
I dived Tulum, Cenote.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you dove the caves and caverns there.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
Did you just do one dive, like a guided dive, or did you get certified?
I did a few.
Yeah, did you get certified?
No, not cave diving.
Okay.
No.
So you went down there and dove the caves and cenotes of Tulum and all that stuff, huh? So how was it?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah? Was it?
It wasn't anything like I've seen before.
Yeah.
Crystal clear water. It's like diving in the aquarium, but not the aquarium.
Yes.
It's like the water is calm.
Spring
crystal
fed.
Clear,
yeah. Gin clear.
Fresh water.
Right.
You don't have to rinse your gear afterward.
Yeah, because it is. It's yeah. Like you know, crystal clear stuff. But you know, there's like ghosts and stuff in these things. Did they warn you about any of that? Ooh. You know, it is Halloween weekend.
I think they only go after you.
They you think they only go after you if what
you
oh,
you
me.
Like you.
Well, I haven't dove there. I've just read the stories. I mean, Eric Douglas wrote a whole book about the heart of the Mayan for one of his.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy.
That right there seems familiar. You know, we went to New York last year and we had the Golden Poltergeist up there. So.
Well, that is true. Yeah. Eric hasn't written a story about that particular poltergeist, but. But he did write a book called Heart of the Mayan, or Heart of the Mayas, or something, where Mike Scott, the character in his novels, a dive adventurer, journalist, photographer, actually travels to the cenotes in Mexico, and he dives around, and then he kind of stumbles into this whole mystic world of, you know, the ghosts and stuff that haunt those caves. When you're diving through there, did it kind of, I mean, it's kind of it's a cool thing, but it's a little foreboding kind of thing as well, because it's, you know, you're diving in a cave. Didn't you, were you a little creeped out at all? Or just too much in awe?
Not really, yeah.
You weren't thinking about all the ghosts and human sacrifices that had happened down there and those things, right?
I wasn't thinking about that at all.
Did they tell you about that?
They did.
They did tell you?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I would think they wouldn't want to, you know, let you know until after you had completed the dive. But they told you up front.
So she didn't need the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned about it elsewhere, but yeah. I wasn't thinking about it.
All right. So she's a bold mermaid. She's traveled the world, speaks 9 languages, and probably ghost to boot. All right. Look, we got Mermaid Faith in the studio and a full crew and fun things to do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, in the studio with me, Mermaid Faith, originally from China, and now, you know, she hangs out on the West Coast, but been traveling the world. We're going to talk to her more here in just a bit. I just mentioned Eric Douglas's books, by the way, and he does have a new thing out right now. I want to make sure I get that out to everyone. If you go to booksbyeric.com, you can get a copy of his new short story featuring Mike Scott called Leaving Cayman as a special ebook that's only available to people who sign up on his for his newsletter right now at booksbyeric.com. Pretty cool stuff. It's kind of like a prequel story before Mike Scott gets into being this photojournalist and travels the world, goes to the Mayan ruins and dives the cenotes and all that kind of good stuff. So that is, you know, a little program note I wanted to share with everybody today. By the way, we do have Facebook Live going today, and Mermaid Faith is in there as well as in the studio. So if you have any specific questions for Faith of what it's like to be, you know, a diver from China, which I want to get into a little bit, or just someone who's just traveled the world and speaks 9 different languages, she can answer some of those questions on Facebook Live, and you can see her, Bubble Boy, and myself. I apologize for me and Bubble Boy, but hey, Mermaid Faith is there for your visual stimulation or pleasure. What's the proper way to translate that there, you think, Faith? Is there such a thing, or is this... It's awkward any way you say it in any language.
Only when you say it, Greg.
Only when I say it, exactly. All right. Also, coming up, we're going to talk to the dive god. We were talking to him a little bit last week, but we're going to do a little DEMA preview of the Bahamas Junkanoo Party with Mr. Neil Watson, who absolutely big day, big weekend for him because he is now a proud grandpa once again. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. But coming up, hopefully next, we're going to do a live report from Aria, our South Florida diving captain there, who's spent the entire week down in Key West for Fantasy Fest. You ever heard of Fantasy Fest there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Maybe we can recreate some of this magic in the studio today. No, I'll totally get arrested and stuff. But anyway, Aria is going to tell us about what that chaos was like. Hopefully next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Stay for the night.
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me. I have Mermaid Faith on this holiday weekend as well, so that's a bonus. And, of course, Walt DeMartini, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, all connected via the web. And if that weren't enough, and definitely it is not, I believe we may have connected with Aria. Aria, are you with me? Or are you wearing?
Yes, I am.
Are you wearing clothes, or are they just painted on? What's going on down there in Fantasy Fest in Key West?
Oh, there's a little bit of everything.
Of course there is. Yeah, she's not diving, so she's been spending time down there in Key West.
I'm actually still down.
Yeah, you're still hanging. And
A little bit of change of plans.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing, I guess, isn't it? Or what do you think?
Absolutely. No.
Yeah,
the shenanigans must continue.
All right. So for those people who don't know about Fantasy Fest, Aria, I mean, how would you describe it to someone like Faith, who has no clue? What would you describe that event like, or what is it?
Well, this is not for the faint heart.
No, not at all.
I will definitely start with that. But it's fun. It's a gathering of all types, all people from all different parts of the world. I've met people from all over that love the fact of dressing up in costumes and partying together, closing downs of all street, lots of parades, everything from pet parades to body painting.
Yeah.
You name it, I've seen it all, and some things I cannot be unseen.
Yes, that is the, well, it's a plus or a minus, depending on your perspective. There's no question. Yeah,
that's,
you know,
true.
Fantasy Fest, for those who don't know, it's kind of like a Mardi Gras kind of event. It goes on for a week leading up to Halloween, so everybody's dressing up in costumes for an entire week. Each night has a special event and a big parade right there in Duval Street. I mean, Faith, have you been down to Key West yet?
Not yet. I would love to.
Okay. Well, it might be on the list, you know. So it's really happening. You know, thousands of people converge on Key West leading up to Halloween. And you've been there for how many days? Are you all week or what? What's going on?
Almost a week. Almost a week.
Almost a week.
The liver light has gone on a couple times.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. Yeah.
And the liver light is
starting
on.
Starting to wind down a little bit.
I got you. All right. So you have not been diving, I assume. You've just been focusing on drinking, because that's pretty much all they do all week, right? Or have you?
No. Actually, a couple of buddies, you know, with us, they brought their boat down, and we've been doing a lot of mostly free diving, because it is shallow so here.
Right.
So we don't have to go deep to go catch lobsters and find dinner.
Nice.
So,
okay. So you've been mixing it up during the day, and then, you know, maybe a cocktail starts kicking in the early afternoon and it goes well into the night, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now,
and
I've seen.
Sometimes in the morning.
Yeah.
You know,
okay. Exactly.
How the day is going to be going.
Understood. Now, I've seen some of the costumes that Aria and her group have been wearing, and she's posted some of these pictures up on Facebook, and they're impressive. You got like a group with you, and the one picture I love and I thought was very creative is you guys went as a I don't know, a group of solo cups or beer pong?
Yeah.
Well,
it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
We did this, the solo cups to be beer pong, and then we also had inflatable balloons so that, you know, people could actually play a game of beer pong with us while going up and down Duval Street.
Oh, that is so nice. And it looked like you'd taken big Rubbermaid, you know, garbage cans, cut the bottom out of them, painted it red, and you guys are in the middle of this giant red cup. I mean, it's classic. It is so perfect. I mean, everybody had to love that. Am I right?
It was definitely a hit for the night.
Yes.
I don't know if we got more than 10 feet before people would stop us to take photos.
Well, exactly. And that's what it's all about. A lot of people, you know, put on these elaborate costumes. That was definitely a winning picture. And I can only imagine how well that went over and probably cut through the clutter, because usually what gets the most attention down there at Fantasy Fest is the costumes or lack thereof. I think it's more appropriate because a lot of people like to do this body paint thing where they're really just painting their bodies and they're, if they didn't, they'd be butt ass naked. Am I right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, and even some of the body painting, you can't even tell that they're, you know, have nothing on.
Yeah.
And some of these guys and women too, that I would see that are actually doing the body painting,
right,
are, you know, the artists. They are complete artists.
They are. I mean, it is an impressive, I want to, you know, when I go down there and look at it, it's definitely from an artistic viewpoint. That's my excuse to my wife. Anyway, so there's that, the body paint, and then there's these guys that, like, you know, they walk around Duval Street with just a sock, right? I saw one of those pictures that you got with one of those guys, and you know, that's one of those things you were talking about earlier that you can't unsee. Am I right?
Correct. Absolutely. There's some people that they don't put as much effort or imagination into their
costumes
like how we do.
Right. Imagination.
I like to get fully dressed up and have all the, you know, lights and makeup, and
glitter,
wigs, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
There's some people that, you know, a sock will do.
Yeah. Minimalist outfits. Yeah. They need more fabric. More fabric, please. Yeah, but you know what? It makes
absolutely. Hopefully it was a clean sock.
Yeah. It makes for a memorable experience for sure. I mean, Fantasy Fest, if you've never done it, I definitely recommend you at least marking it off the list once. I did it years ago, and it's pretty much the same every year. It's crazy, insane, Mardi Gras type atmosphere, and if you like crowds and fun parties and parades and stuff, there's a lot of people watching opportunities to have fun. And plus, you're in the Florida Keys, so the weather down there is perfect this week, isn't it? I mean, it probably been spectacular is what I'm guessing. Has it been the case, Aria, or what?
I would say in 10 years, I've been traditionally, annually coming here for 10 years, and this is the perfect weather all week long. Not one drop of rain, pretty sunsets, you know, and awesome temperatures.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you know, mix that up with a little diving in between. You know, don't mix the two. You know, have your firewall set up there, because you could definitely end up, waking up in the middle of the street the next day. That hadn't happened to any of your crew, I'm assuming, right? Or no?
Not
comment.
This year. No, actually, we stayed together. We
all
didn't
right.
leave any soldiers behind.
Excellent. Well, good stuff. Well, Aria, I look forward to seeing you in Dima in a couple of weeks. You're going to be out there hanging with us, right?
Absolutely.
And we got to give
right around the corner.
We got to give our friend Neil Watson Jr. a little shout out. He's become a proud papa this week, and he's going to be out there in Vegas. You're going to be helping the Watson clan, I guess, out there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely. Yes. Big shout out to little Bodie.
Little what? What do you call him?
Bodie.
Bodie. Like B-O-A-T-Y? Bodie?
No, not B-O-A-T-Y.
What?
Bodie. That's his name.
Bodie. Okay. I don't know. Like body, you mean?
B-O-D-I-E.
Okay. What's that mean? Is that an Australian?
It's just a name, Greg.
It's Bodie. You just call him Bodie.
It's just a name.
All right. We'll leave it at that, I guess. But regardless, I look forward to seeing you out in Vegas in a couple weeks, and we'll catch up more then. Enjoy yourself at Fantasy Fest, and you know, just stay safe and have fun at the same time, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
There you go. That's Captain Maria, our captain with the mostest, down there at South Florida Diving Headquarters. She really knows her stuff. She knows how to place us on the lobster. Does she not there, Bubble Boy?
Absolutely.
She is really good at that. But she's taken a week off with her better half, and they're hanging down there in Key West. Have you ever done that, Bubble Boy?
Yeah, I've been down there.
You've done Fantasy Fest.
Not Fantasy Fest.
Oh, well, I haven't been there.
This way, I've been during Fantasy Fest, but I didn't dress up.
You didn't partake.
No socks, no stockings.
You wore nothing at all?
Nothing.
That is very disturbing. I know. After that whole description there, Faith, what do you think? Would you want to mark that one off the list, or have we changed your mind?
Having second thoughts.
You're having second thoughts. As she looks at Bubble Boy and picturing him naked, she's like, I don't think so. But it is a good time, and I think you need to mark it off the list. I really do. Yeah, it's something that every diver should be on do on their surface interval. But like I said, you gotta take it in chunks and don't cross the streams between diving and drinking. Never do that. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For ReefSafe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, ReefSafe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. ReefSafe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I own a motel not too far from here, and you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
Don't check in there. You didn't stay there, did you, Faith? You didn't check. You didn't meet any guys like that on your travels? Good. It is Halloween weekend, and things are a little scary here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, but we'll manage accordingly. Coming up, by the way, we got Jack Snively, who's the Director of Business Development and Sales for NAWI. Also, the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, and Big Wave Dave going to join us in hour two. But in the meantime, I got Barry the Bugger, Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton, And Jerry the Diver Guy. And, you know, Mermaid Faith, all the way from China originally. Now she's been in the U.S. for 7 or 8 years, thereabouts, is in the studio. So quite a treat today to have her in the studio. Bubble Boy hanging as well. So we got a full crew. And by the way, are you celebrating Halloween, Faith, anyway? Are you?
Yes,
are you a,
like, I am.
Are you a mermaid? Or is that too cliche for you, since you're a mermaid 24/7? Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to dress up as anything or no?
Yes.
Or do you just want the candy?
Are you talking about that?
The lobster poop. Yeah. Her and Bubble Boy have been feasting on lobster poop.
One and done for me.
One and done. You didn't like the lobster poop? That was all the way from New England, up there, well, in Halifax, Canada. Yeah, seriously. It's a Maine lobster candy. You know, they sell
right.
that. Yeah. Did you like it? Little burst of cherry, like a party of cherry.
She gagged, Greg. She gagged.
She gagged. You're not a fan of the lobster poop. We still have a few left over. Surprisingly, when I brought them back for the crew to feast on, they didn't disappear as quick as I thought they would. I thought everybody would just be chomping at the bit to give me some of that lobster poop.
But the only crew you gave it to was Bubble Boy.
Well, that's true. And you should see him. You've put on how many pounds
he's
now?
He's chomping away.
Yeah, he's loving
it. He's still eating them.
He's still eating them. He is indeed. But you didn't like it, Faith.
Mm-mm.
You're not a big fan. You like lobster?
I don't like cherry. I like lobster.
You like lobster?
But,
okay.
Yeah, cherry.
All right. But what are you dressing up for Halloween? No? Anything?
I have a few things in mind. But,
yeah? But you don't want to say?
Yeah. Like to keep it in.
She's going
to
dress up as you, Greg. Scare all the little kids.
Wow, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? I mean, she's all of like 70 pounds. You could dress up as my arm. That'd be about the most she could get, you know, out of that. But yeah, you know, she's been traveling the world since we were hanging at the scuba show in Long Beach. And did your travels take you down to South Florida at all? Or are you just back?
No, I'm about to. Like
oh, you're
after
heading
Orlando,
to, yeah. Yeah, you had told me actually from after the show, you're in Florida because you're getting ready to hop on a cruise ship or something,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
So you're going down to South Florida to pick up the ride?
Yeah.
Are you staying at the Gomez Hilton?
Mm-mm.
Walt, is it even open? We're in high season right now. Is the Gomez Hilton even available or no?
It would always be open for her.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you've heard of the Gomez Hilton. Are you right, Faith?
I do know.
Yep. Okay. Good answer. Here's my advice. Stay away. No matter what they say, stay away. Stay far away. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's safe. Now, what were you going to say, Jerry the Diver Guy?
I said they have complimentary rum punch.
They do.
It's world famous.
You know, you get a welcome rum punch from Captain Walt DeMartini as soon as you go through the threshold of the... Gomez Hilton. It's quite an establishment.
We're a goat-free facility today.
You're a goat-free facility. Is that what he said?
Ghost.
Oh, ghost.
Goat.
Yeah, I was going to say, what, you're going to kick the goats out of? Don't do that.
He's smoking his medicine.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. Yeah, but yeah, it's the Gomez Hilton is our home away from home when we're not here at the home base of operations there, Faith. So, if that doesn't tell you to stay away, I don't know what else it would. So take it for what it's worth.
Note it.
Yes.
Well, they'll burn the mattresses.
Okay. We'll do that for sure, maybe. But it's still a nice place. Walt, how are things, by the way? Because this is a big week for you down there in South Florida because you get the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show kicking off actually on Halloween Day. Is that right?
That's right. We're getting ready for the boat show. In fact, my next door neighbor, his boat is leaving tonight. Going over to the Hilton on 17th Street Causeway.
Yeah.
For the boat show. So he's got the cleaning crew out there today, and it's looking real good.
Yeah. What is
that little hottie out there?
She's there.
What are you guys? Are you guys having like a conversation amongst yourselves?
The girl who cleans the boat is.
She's smoking hot.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know where this video is, but I probably shouldn't watch it. But I'm assuming that Halloween, though, is a very festive time there at the Gomez Hilton, let alone the boat show. I mean, are you doing anything special a Walt or what? What do you think?
Well, we'll have to check the pool for floaters.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm going.
You just sold Bubble Boy. Oh, man. Faith is just looking at me like, what the hell are they doing?
They're trying to find CJ.
Yeah.
They're going to have a ring toss in the pool.
A ring toss? Okay. Like a human ring toss, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, we got some of those planned for the DEMA show here in a couple weeks. We got all the supplies.
DEMA, is Faith going to be at DEMA?
Yeah, she's planning to come out and represent as part of the Scuba Radio crew at the DEMA show. We have
She will learn her 10th language there then.
Well, maybe, yeah. You're going to learn hillbilly.
Oh.
And you can participate in the life-size mermaid ring toss game. Do you know about that? Have you heard
about
that?
Do I want to know about it?
No, you don't. I'm just making sure you didn't know. We just spring it on her at the last minute.
I want to know about it.
All right, look, Dive God's on deck, as well as Jack Snively from NAWI. A lot coming up in hour two, so stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we are looking down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.